Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Inc.
Did you know that Oklahomans have a chance to help our local wine and craft brewing industry, all while making shopping more convenient? Oklahoma State Question 792 would allow local wineries to ship out of state. Grocery and convenience stores would be able to sell wine and refrigerated beer. And liquor stores could offer refrigerated wine and beer along with non-alcohol items like ice, mixers, or corkscrews.
Please come again.
Not only will this create more jobs, but it will also help keep revenue right here at home. Oklahomans won't have to go out of state to enjoy the convenience of one-stop shopping. And our local wineries and craft breweries can flourish, making life a little more convenient, helping local businesses thrive, and helping Oklahoma's economy grow. That's a win-win-win for Oklahoma. Let's boost Oklahoma's economy. Vote yes on 792. We're last on the ballot, so keep voting until you see 792.
Cattle futures finished the day without holding on to their early strength. October feeders, which expire in a handful of days, or 2 days, I guess now, 121.60 down 77. November's held at least unchanged today, 30 cents off their lows and about $2.20 off their highs. January, March, April, May were all slightly lower. Live cattle were lower as well, down anywhere from 10 to 47 cents. To finish the day in the red for everything but the November feeder cattle futures. Box beef at midday was at 182.36 on select. That was up 138 on choice. Select was 168.65 of $1.48. Have not seen any cash trade up to this point. It looks like asking prices at this point in the South are at 105. Looking at the charts, we are working back toward the moving averages here. The March moving average is about 121. On the 50-day moving average, 121.40, where the current market is about 115. So we're roughly $6 away from that, and have come off the lows from just below 109 by about $6 as well. So we have come back quite a bit. Of course, the market has not come close to previous highs. Back in September, the high was around 125, so we're still significantly off those. And it's not unreasonable to think it could get back to the 50-day moving average.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets finished the day steady across the board here, but we did have quite a bit of action. Soybeans were down as much as 11 cents at one point. November went to 981. They ended up at 990, down 2. January stayed above $10 at 1001, down a penny. And then out in November, 17, 993 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Some people looking to get out of those Novembers and roll them out a little bit further as the November's coming up to first notice day. Corn was 1 to 1.5 cents higher. December right under $3.50 at 349 3/4. Most of the yields for corn and beans both are average to above average, and we know that the USDA is projecting a large crop, over 15 billion bushels for corn. And so the strength is somewhat unexpected here, as there's a lot of traders looking at this as an opportunity to sell both of those, both corn and soybeans. And really the same for wheat. July 17, Kansas City wheat was about unchanged at 453, down a half cent. So overall, finished the day not much different than where we started. Cotton futures did come down a touch, down 21 in March 17, cotton at 69 cents. They're about 3 cents off their high from the end of last week at 72 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.